Time to bring in Pat Pagano. Good morning, Pat.
Good morning. You can't be complaining this morning.
I'm not complaining this morning. It was at my house. It was 60 degrees, 6-0. So I'll take that to the bank every day to wake up at. I'd really prefer 63, 64, but 60 is okay. But it was misty this morning. I got misted on.
Yeah, a little bit of low clouds and fog.
Yeah.
That's going to probably break apart.
No, not for me. I'm always in a fog, Pat. Always. I mean,
you said that. I didn't. But that will break up, and it'll wind up with, you know, today being sunny to partly cloudy in the middle 80s, and of course more humid. Tonight, partly cloudy, mid 60s. So you should be even happier tomorrow morning. Sun and clouds, maybe a shower Friday. I would really rule that out. I think it's going to stay south. Mid-80s. Saturday and Sunday, hazy, humid, a shower, thunderstorm each afternoon. Probability is not great. I would say about a 40-50% chance each afternoon, Saturday, Sunday, Monday. Temps in the middle 80s. By Monday, we'll probably be approaching 90 degrees, which is, you know, typical because, hey, let's face it, summer arrives at 5:44 Saturday afternoon. So things are just moving along just as expected all week long. I love when we could do that. I love when a Monday's forecast for the whole week works out. And there's been no surprises. And, you know, that's great from my standpoint. Like I said, I'm headed up to the lake no matter what the weather is. I got a lot of work to get done, so I hope to get that done. And I hope everybody has a good time. Do you know, I think, let's see now, western sections of New York have already gone into phase three. Do you know if the lower Hudson Valley or the Hudson Valley is going into phase three?
Well, I know that restaurants are opening up this week at 50% capacity. In Dutchess County and in Columbia County, so I think that's part of phase three.
So I
know that's happening. And in Connecticut, I just went over the whole list of what's going on. Effective what was effective June 17th? What's effective July 3rd? What's effective in mid July? I just went over all of that. And what I tried to explain to people is when you start going back to these restaurants that are going to be 50% of capacity, some restaurants are going to have inside and outside service. I still don't think the bars are open yet. The bars are not going to be open. But if they're like breweries, there's curbside pickup and stuff like that. But what I try to tell people is from our experience of opening up the Bargain Barn almost about a month ago now, be patient with employees because it's new to them, everything they have to do to keep themselves safe and keep you safe. And especially now in a restaurant for the servers, it's not going to be like it used to be. You're going to be speaking through masks. They're going to be speaking through masks. I'm telling people, use patience. Remember, this is new to everybody, and their job is going to be so much harder. So everybody, just be patient with your fellow human beings when you're out there.
Good advice. Really good advice. Yeah. I know I know we're supposed to go to a restaurant in New Jersey. It's outdoors on a lake, you know, because they're still not permitted indoors. And that's Saturday and the hours are 4 to 8. And it sounds real nice. It sounds like there will be like a small little two-piece combo playing there from 4 to 8. And reservations had to be made. So we have reservations and we're going to go there and hopefully it's not going to rain on our parade and dine outside for the first time in what, almost 4 months.
Now, what I want you to do when you go out, I want you to order a Corona beer.
I don't drink beer.
Well, it doesn't matter.
For coronavirus.
Yeah, just order a Corona beer, put it on the table and look at it and say, let's keep social distancing and let's keep our masks on. Yes.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of stuff changing. There's no doubt about it. And
for gosh sakes, when you go to a restaurant and you eat and you put your mask back on, wash it when you get home, because we don't want to see mustard and ketchup and food on your mask.
We don't want to see that.
We want to see clean masks.
Yeah, I saw a video that was very, very funny. You saw a gentleman sit down with his mask on, and they bring him the food, and he has a string on the middle of his mask that goes up to his hat, and there's like a little bit of a ring on the hat, and the string goes down to his head. So every time he goes to pick up his food, it picks up part of the mask so he can get the food in his mouth. And when he brings back his hand, the mask goes back down. I said, could you just imagine if all of us were in the restaurant with masks like this? I think it would be more laughing than anything else.
All right. Now, there's a great thing like that happened up in Massachusetts. The Department of Environmental Protection in Massachusetts closed a footbridge because they closed the trails for COVID-19, right?
Right.
Well, it's been vandalized like several times in a row, where all the barriers and the tape that was put up was taken down. So they wanted to catch this person who was vandalizing the site. So they put a camera in, and you know what it was? It was a bear. The bear wanted to cross the bridge, to continue on his walk up the mountain. And so the bear, every time they put things up, would tear it all down. And they got a video of the bear walking across.
Very, very funny.
So the whole thing was a bear. It wasn't a person. It was just a bear saying, okay. But there's also a video on the internet that's very funny, Pat, of a bear. I don't know if you've seen it. A bear is walking down a side road. And you know those orange cones that highway crews put out?
Uh-huh.
Now, there's several orange cones, and one of them's knocked over, and this is no lie. You can see the video if you Google it. And the bear's walking by, and it stops, and he straightens up the cone that fell down. So it's the
and
same.
Keeps walking.
So it's, and then keeps walking, so it's the same. So it's proper.
You know, it's amazing about these animals, because they really are so smart. There is a program, I don't know if it's National Geographic, but it's a spy something. And what they do is they make spy robots in the shape of the animals that they want to look at. And last night, they had a robot turtle. There was a spy turtle. And, you know, of course, through this turtle, you're seeing what the other turtles are doing. They had one with an ape. They were doing all these different things, and I forget what they're doing on the next issue, but it is absolutely amazing to see how these animals react to these spy robots. It's really, really amazing. Some of them, there was one where the robot basically, I guess we could say, died, and it was there. I think it was hyenas, and it was there on the field. All of them gathered around. And were consoling each other as if they knew that this was not a robot, but this was, you know, another hyena that that obviously expired. Very, very interesting stuff. I'd rather watch that stuff than some of the stuff that's on TV.
Well, my favorite turtle story is I love the pistachio commercial with the turtle. Have you seen that?
I have not.
Oh, there's two guys, and they're talking about how the pistachios are shellless, right? And the turtle is very angry about it being shellless. And it's very funny the way he interacts with the two guys. It's well done. It's well done. It's not like the Comcast has a turtle commercial that's kind of stupid, but this is well done. Well, that's our look at wildlife anyways. But and the reopening. So now, when are you going to this dinner?
That's Saturday night.
You've got to report a week from Monday. You have to report on your dinner and how it went. Are you going to bring a couple of masks in case one gets dirty?
Yeah, but why a week from Monday?
Well, it's not this Saturday, is it?
Yeah, this Saturday.
Oh, it's this Saturday.
It's only, you know, we're just going to leave the cabin and you know, Saturday night for dinner, go to this place, and which is nearby. It's about a 15-minute ride, so that's what we'll be during Saturday night with a few friends, and then, you know, coming back on Sunday. So this Monday I will be able to report.
You'll be able to report on us. That's right. But bring a spare mask in case you get, you know, get something on it, so you don't look like you're making a mess.
I got you. Yeah.
I use a real mask because they were donated to us from the Connecticut National Guard. So we have real masks here. They're, you know, that they're, we're considered an essential service, so we got the good masks here.
You get the good stuff.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Do you have the good stuff, or are you just using a piece
of
cloth?
No, they use the, you know, the regular surgical masks.
Yeah.
You know, yeah. That's why, and I always keep a few extra in the car, so I'm not worried.
Yeah, that's what I do, too. I keep. I hang them on my,
on the rear view mirror.
So I don't forget about them.
Yep.
Otherwise,
yep.
If I had them lying on the seat, I'd never remember to put
it on. Sure wouldn't.
All right, Pat. Well, we're done for today. I want you to stay COVID-19 free, and I'll speak to you tomorrow morning.
All right. That sounds good. You enjoy the day.
Hey, it's warm. I'll enjoy it.
I had a feeling.
All right, Pat. Take care.
All right. Bye, Marshall.
Pat Picanto this morning in the Weather Center with a check on the tri-state forecast here on Robin Hood Radio.